So, we're having an emergency podcast tonight because something's happened in the tech space with the biggest tech channel on the YouTube platform, Unbox Therapy, and I got a couple of friends here tonight to talk about it. Vibe Drive, episode 49, starts now. What's up, people? This your boy, Viper, the man about tech. And welcome back to another episode of Viper Drive. This is the podcast about tech, hosted by the man about tech. And tonight, I am joined by two of my fellow creators, two people who did research into this whole Unbox Therapy, later case, issue, mystery, whatever the hell you want to call it. I am joined first by the baddest man in social media today, John Rother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am good. And next, I am joined by one of the best Apple tech YouTubers in the game today, Mr. Greg Gadgets. How you doing, Greg?
That's not true, but thank you. I'm doing good.
Don't lie to the people, baby. Don't lie to the people on my podcast. Do not lie. But we are here tonight because some strange happenings happened over the weekend in the tech space. Now, the biggest tech channel on YouTube, Unbox Therapy, Lou, he recently released his own line of phone cases. Now, normally, this really wouldn't be a big deal. It wouldn't be a problem. However, when you look at his line of phone cases, they look eerily similar to another popular brand of phone cases, Pataka. So, yes, it's really weird.
I love how when you say Pataka, it sounds like you're coughing something up anyway.
Something in my throat, man. Something in my throat. But his line of phone cases look eerily like Pataka. Now, this type of things happen all the time. Actually, if you look at all the cases in general, they all look alike. They just have different brand and different variations, but mostly all the cases are the same. However, the actions that Lou took close to the launch of his own case line suggest some nefarious activity and questions have to be raised. Chief among them, number one, why did he private or delete videos on his channel relating to him reviewing Pataka cases in the past, number one? And number two, and more importantly, why in the Blue Monkey Nibble did he issue a copyright strike to Pataka on their YouTube channel if his cases doesn't have anything to do or were not inspired by the Pataka cases? So, John, you did a video earlier this morning covering this.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on what's happening here with Lou?
Well, you pretty much got my thoughts from that video. He has since responded, I guess.
He has.
If we want to call that a response, I don't know what that was. I mean, earlier in the day, he was tweeting me saying, you know, you could have asked first. He didn't deny anything. It was basically like, okay, yeah, you're right, but you could have asked first is what his tweet said. But he was like, you know, I'm going to address this on Lou later if you're interested. So I'm like, okay, so we all were waiting for Lou later to come up, and then it happened, and nothing happened from that.
Nothing.
He didn't address anything.
45 minutes of absolute nothing and 45 minutes of a waste of my life I will never get back.
The only thing that he tried to address was we mentioned the Alibaba thing, which it didn't prove anything because, like, that's how Alibaba works. Especially if you're ordering thousands of stuff, you're allowed to ask for revisions. That's how that works. Like, I don't know what that was trying to prove. And then he was like talking about how he started with a sheet of Kevlar, but then he showed images of Kevlar on Google Images. If you started out with a sheet of Kevlar, wouldn't you have images of Kevlar sitting around your studio? I don't understand. Like, my issue isn't that he used Alibaba or whatever, and it's cool that he went through revisions and he was like, no, I want you to cut this differently. Cool, whatever. You made a case. Fantastic. He still didn't address the biggest questions that we had for him because we know the answers.
Basically. Now, like John said, he put out a 45-minute video on Lou Later explaining how his cases came to be, what his thought process was, et cetera, et cetera. Now, earlier in the day, he tweeted John that he had wished that John would have asked him more about what was going on before John released this video on Front Page Tech, and he said that he would have answers on Lou later on if John was interested. But as I'm sitting here watching this 45-minute fluff piece on his cases, I learned nothing. And the most
How long did you get into the video before you realized you weren't going to get the answers?
Probably 10 minutes, but I say 20, and yeah.
Yeah.
After 20, I knew it was a wrap. But the most damning thing that came out of that whole 45 minutes, and I watched practically all of it, was Lou said in the video, he took his idea to several case manufacturers and he did not receive a favorable response from any of them. So you took this idea to several case manufacturers and you didn't get the response that you were looking for. I wonder why. Probably, I'm guessing, one of those manufacturers that you went to was Pataka, who you blatantly ripped off. And when they said, no, sir, you're stealing our design, we're not having none of it, then you go ahead and you release the design anyway, and then you delete the videos off your channel, you copyright strike Pataka, and we're supposed to believe that these cases are absolutely original, and they had no inspiration for Pataka? I mean, what's next? Are you going to spit on us and tell us it's raining? What are we talking about here, Lou? What is really going on? But Greg, you brought up another interesting point about this whole situation, that it is a conflict of interest. So can you explain that viewpoint for us?
Yeah, so I think there's multiple problems with Lou making his own cases. And this is a point where a lot of other people don't actually agree with me on, and that's fine. But, you know, there's this whole issue of him stealing this design and whatever, and you can go down that route. But there's also the issue of conflict of interest, and that happens from multiple angles from the way I'm looking at it. The first being is he has covered cases on his channel before. I'm a reviewer. I know that personally, launching a product where I reviewed it before. If I review iPhones and all of a sudden I come out with the Greg's Gadgets phone, it's going to be really hard for me to be trusted on any of my opinions going forward if I have my own product and I say that this product is better than all the other products out there. The other way you look at it is that now he's in the case business, or the way he's describing it, the way that we think it happened seems a little more innocent, but the way he's describing it, he's very involved in the case process. He has his own factory making these cases. He's looking at schematics. He's doing all these design revisions. And he says he works 7 months on this case. And you know, in the video, as it goes on and on and on, you get to the end, he's practically screaming because he's so passionate about all the time he spent supposedly working on this case. So when you're a case manufacturer, you get schematics to on-release foam. And if you look on his channel from these past 7 months where supposedly he's working on a case, you have leak videos of the Pixel 4 where he goes, hey, I got this case molding that you get as a, you know, case manufacturers get this molding. And here's a leak of it. Here's a leak of the iPhone 11 and the Galaxy phones. So he has all these leaks lined up and all these molds of cases. If he is as involved in this case making process as he himself is saying he is that not a conflict of interest for someone who runs one of the biggest tech channels on the YouTube platform? Is that not going to be a legal liability for him in the future? There's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Like you said, if he has a YouTube channel where he reviewed cases and things like that, and he talked about smartphones and things like that in general, and he's actually a case owner as well, and he gets these early schematics and molds and things like that, I'm pretty sure there has to be some NDA things and things like that where he cannot talk about these early schematics and things like that. So if he does that, he is definitely putting himself at legal risk talking about this stuff, doing that. Now, we don't know how deep he was into the process when he got those early schematics of the Pixel and the iPhone, but it's definitely sketchy, man. The main problem that I have with this, listen, for those of y'all who might think I'm hating on Lou or something like that, no, I don't have any hate for Lou. I'm not hating on Lou. I don't care how you all as creative make your money. That's none of my business. But when it becomes my business is when you put the entire creator integrity of all of us at jeopardy because of your shady dealings. And that is exactly what's happening right here. Him doing it puts all of us at risk because then brands are going to look at YouTube creators and be like, man, if we work with them, maybe they might go ahead and steal our intellectual properties and try to profit off of them, things like that. So it's bad. It's not a good look. And he tried to talk to me on Twitter. I will tell you guys that Lou, he got back to me on Twitter. He answered some of my questions as to why he copyright strike Pataka's video. He said that they did not have permission to use that video as an ad on their channel, and that's why he issued the copyright strike.
That video has been up for like 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. That is my rebuttal. Why do you do it now? That video has been on there forever.
The timing of this is very suspicious as to how he's done this. And it doesn't, I keep asking him this question on Twitter. I really wanted to give him a fair shake before I got on the stream. And I tried to get the answer out of him. I said, that's fine. If they misused your video for an ad, that is your right to do that. But why did you private your own videos? Was there some sort of conflict where you had to private those? Or was that because you're releasing a case that looks very similar to theirs and you don't want people to know you've said nice things about their case in the past.
Yeah, they're like if there's no guilty conscience, if there's no reason for question, then you have no reason to private your own video. Why would you delete or private your own video if you didn't think that you were up to no good? It's suspect.
I can confidently say that I would have probably not put out front page tech if he put out his case, it looked like the Pataka case, and we were just arguing about if it looked too close to the Pataka case, because anybody can decide that. If he hadn't have deleted his videos, there's no story.
Yes, you are absolutely right. This is called the Barbra Streisand effect. For those of you all that are not familiar, the Streisand effect works this way. When you have when you're involved in something, or you make a bigger deal out of something than what it should be made out of, like if you take action that you really don't have to take and you end up bringing more attention to something than it actually would have deserved had you not took those actions, that is called the Barbra Streisand effect. Like John said, had Lou not deleted his own videos, nobody would actually care. We wouldn't be talking about this. This wouldn't even matter. But since he deleted his videos off of his channel, it is eerily suspicious, and we have no choice but to talk about it, especially when you already got rumblings of people in the community thinking that these cases look a lot like Pataka cases. Then he goes back and deletes his own videos.
And now, it's not even like people started mentioning Pataka and then he deleted it. He knew it was coming. He deleted them the day before.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. And that alone, you know, I was still willing, like Travis said, I was still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But where he lost my benefit of the doubt when he issued the copyright strike to Pataka. Game over. You have no more benefit of the doubt. It's game over at that point. It is known. It's like it's out there now. You know something's going on when you issued the copyright strike to their YouTube channel. There was no need for that. Why would you do that? I have a hard time believing the whole excuse of they didn't have my permission to use the video as ads when that video been out there for, what, a year or so?
It's a video of him holding their product.
Right. Why does that matter now? Why did you wait like 8 months, a year later to issue the copyright strike if it didn't have any effect on the launching of your own cases, which look eerily similar to the Pataka case? Like I said earlier on Twitter, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's not a damn mongoose. I don't believe it, bro. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
This is weird. And like I said, this wouldn't even be a problem, but my issue with this is that it makes us all look bad. It makes all creators look bad, not even just tech creators. Any creator that's on YouTube trying to build a business or start a business, any creator that's trying to establish brand relationships, we now have to look at Lou and like, wow, what did brands think of us as Lou? Like, you know it's bad when the Pataka CEO is coming out making statements and Pataka actually released an official statement regarding this matter. So you know it's serious.
The thing that was sad to me was like, no one heard Pataka. No one was paying attention to them. So their CEO, like, His tweet talking about how it's just like a copy of their case had like 26 likes. Like, nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, and the CEO brought that up, that, you know, he's a company, supposedly he came out with this design 5 years ago. Even if Lou is getting these cases from Chinese manufacturers, supposedly, if they came up with that design, all that means is they stole that intellectual property and they can get away with it in China. So no one's really hearing him out, that his overall thing is, he basically said, I can't do anything about these cheap copycat phones in China, but here comes this guy who has a lot of influence in this space. And all of a sudden he's taking that case design, putting it up for $45. And on top of that, he's any of the cases we sent him to cover, he's taking all those down on top of it. And it's like, if you're a big enough person, you could potentially sink that company because you have a case that looks so similar to it. And your influence outweighs this company. To the point where if no one spoke up in a year, people might look at a Pataka case and go, why are you copying the later case?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I got this is bad all around.
And like, I'm trying not to nitpick, but like he talked about revisions that he had done to his case.
Right.
Where like the way it snaps on, instead of like it being a square, it's like a teardrop shape that's for the snap on the, it's like little cutouts on the very corners, so they snap on the phone differently. But I found a Pixel 4, so there he ordered from different suppliers for these. So, like, the iPhone cases were not made by the same people that made the Pixel cases. The Pixel cases look different. On the later case on the website, the Pixel cases look different than the iPhone cases. So I found the Pixel cases, too. And the Pixel cases do have the ones that you can order from AliExpress have the teardrop cutouts that Lou was talking about that he custom made. They're in the case on the thing. So, like, the exact pictures, the exact things, the exact changes that Lou had made to the case. And just, like, it's whatever. It's clear how he's doing it. He didn't deny it. He just talked about revisions as if, and most people, there's people on my video and on Lou's video in the comments talking about how dumb I am now, how dumb I look now. But they don't realize that you just because Lou showed that he did revisions, it doesn't disprove anything. That's how the process works. Yep. On Alibaba, yeah, with AliExpress, you're allowed to ask for revisions, especially if you're buying thousands of these things.
Right. And Quinn from Snazzy Labs is actually doing a live stream like a few hours back on Twitter. I don't know if that's still up in any form, but he was actually going over this. He didn't pass any judgment saying whether what he thought Lou did was wrong or whatever. But he said when he was 15 years old, he was able to do the same exact thing that Lou was doing. And he actually sold cases, and he ran through the whole process of, yeah, you can get these cases in big bulk orders. And if you pay more money, you can get revisions done to the cases. They'll do whatever you want, whatever you say to do, you can get them shipped to you. And if you don't like a certain aspect of it, you go, well, change this. The buttons are misaligned. And if you get that back and you go, okay, it's close enough, change this, you know, all these different revisions, kind of like he was explaining in the video. But at the same time, you're still going to that marketplace to get the cases. He says he's not doing that, but he's doing it.
He didn't say he's not doing it. He just was like, look at all the revisions.
Implied.
Yeah, and he was like joking that like everyone's talking about him getting an Alibaba case for $2. Huh? Ain't nobody saying you're buying a $2 plastic case. Nobody.
Like, and for those of y'all in the chat saying that there's nothing wrong with this, anything like that, if you would have tried this in high school or grammar school, this is called plagiarism. And teachers look very, very badly down on people who plagiarize.
There is nothing wrong with it. If he just got a case from Alibaba that looked different from the Pataka case, or a case that he had never talked about before, so he could at least say, oh, I didn't know about this company. I didn't know about this. But he clearly liked the Pataka design. Yep. And clearly set out to release something so similar that he felt the need that he had to erase his tracks of talking about them.
Yes.
That's a problem.
That is a problem. Exactly. Like we said, this wouldn't be an issue, but the dude went back, deleted old videos off of his channel relating to Pataka. Then he goes to Pataka's YouTube channel and issues a copyright strike against them. I'm sorry. I don't care what you all think. That's a problem. That is wrong. That's not right.
And there are things in this world, like Viper and I were talking about in the stream. And in the long term, you know, you can make the argument that nothing matters. So many people go, this doesn't matter. It's a case. Why do you care? And you can make that argument for almost anything in life. And a lot of people in the chat are making arguments that they did nothing wrong. This is
Keep saying, why does it matter? Who cares? Then people like Unbox Therapy can do whatever the fuck they want all the time.
Exactly. Where's the accountability? And that's something... I
would like to know when these people would be like, oh, yeah, okay, now this is too far.
Yeah.
What would it take?
Well, if it affected something they did, if it affected one of their businesses, yeah, and if they did something that ran them out of business and all of a sudden it's dealing with their money, all of a sudden I bet a lot of these people would start to care. And it's just a matter of perspective. What matters to you? Like, and it's such like a slippery slope to me of like, you're a reviewer. Now you're releasing products. Now you're taking down videos. Now you're issuing a copyright strike to someone you've done a video covering before. And if you go to Pataka's case website, they have a blurb and they have a quote direct from Lou saying how much he liked the case. And because I think
the clip that we used in Front Page Tech, the one that we found that was deleted, we found that from Pataka's Facebook. I bet that's the video that Lou found on YouTube and thought if he took it down fast enough,
probably
the clip would be gone, but we already had it from Facebook.
You know, like, it's interesting because in the long run, we'll forget about this and nobody will even remember it. Probably not, but it still needs to be discussed because
we'll put it right back in that. We'll put it right in the back of that pickup with all those iPhones he was supposed to give away.
Oh, wow. And that's the other thing. He has a history of questionable dealing. So This is not even his first rodeo with questionable things and happenings and as it relates to his channel and things like that. So it really makes you call to pause and just take a look. Like, dude, what are you doing over there, bro? Like, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, in the long run, like I said, it's in cases, it's not that big of a deal. But we need to talk about this because creators have to realize that this is not the way. Like this, you don't flagrantly rip off another brand product and pass it off as your own. That is wrong. You make us all look bad in the process. You got to go about it a different way, man. It's funny because in the video he was talking about how he didn't want to do like t-shirts and merchandise everything because he was trying to figure out how he could give value and he didn't think that merch was giving value. And I'm just like, so flakingly ripping off somebody's cape brand and making it your own and adding value? Like, what?
Yeah, because he already knew it was valuable because he used that case before.
Yeah, I guess.
My issue is not that the dude is making money selling cases or right. that he even bought cases from Alibaba. Do whatever you want to do. Cool.
Right.
The issue is that he lied about it up front. It started out as a lie. And it's so he knew what was going to happen. He knew that it was so similar to this other case. So he can't just say, oh, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. It wasn't supposed to look like this case or I forgot about Pataka. Because the day before he went back and erased all trace on his channel and then on Pataka's channel of him talking about their product in the past. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think anybody on this stream cares that he's making money selling phone cases. We could care less. The problem is that he's crapping on Pataka to get it done. And now he won't even mention their name. So you know he's scared and shook because he won't even mention their name, bro. Come on now. Come on, man. Like I'm sorry, but not mentioning their name doesn't make it go away. They're not going to go away just because you don't want to mention their name, bro. They're there. Like, it's like they're right there.
And it'll get worse if he doesn't do that.
It's like, I mean, good. Oh, my God. I mean, it isn't kind of ironic to me because Pataka actually sent me an iPhone 11 case to review this year. So I'm like, dude. When you know a Pataka case when you see it. It's kind of hard to rip off that brand because those cases are known. As much as people are saying that these carbon fiber cases exist throughout Alibaba and the rest of the world and whatnot, I'm sorry. When you see a Pataka case, you know it's a Pataka case. You just can't knock off a Pataka case and be like, oh,
wonder if they both went through the same, like they both did the same process and both went through the same supplier. Like, I wonder if Pataka's not like, you know, hand making their own cases either, and if they're getting it from like Alibaba or whatever.
I mean, probably maybe.
Then Lou, when he was contacting other people, like see what they thought, he just went completely around Pataka. Maybe they wouldn't work with him or something like that, and just got their manufacturer and made the same thing.
I mean, I guess we'll never really know, but that's definitely possible. And there are people out there, there are creators out there that are buying both cases now. They're going to buy a later case and they're buying a Pataka case, and they're going to do a direct comparison. So we're going to find out real soon just how one-to-one these cases are. Then for his sake, he better hope there's some semblance of difference that will actually somewhat justify what he did. Otherwise, he really going to be in it. Oh, my Lord. But this is crazy. Any more thoughts, Greg?
It's so much to process. Like, this whole thing, and it just seems like he just keeps, like, going around in circles when, like, we're just looking for, like, really direct answers. That 45-minute live stream just threw me for, like, a complete loop. Like,
yeah.
I'm watching, like, an infomercial for, like, these cases, and it just, I don't know, it just struck me, like, completely the wrong way. But I guess the point where I should try and get this across is, like, I don't hate Lou. Like, I don't want, like, bad things to happen to him. But I still think, like, people need to be held accountable when it looks like they're doing something wrong. And I wish I, like, knew, like, the full story of what's going on here. Because it's very sketchy. The stuff that he's doing is sketchy. If you looked at any big company, if you, you know, take, like, Google, Apple, whatever, and if they pulled, like, a similar thing, you wouldn't have criticism for them? I'm sure a lot of people in the tech space would. So I don't get why, because Lou's a creator, he gets like a free pass, which seems to be what's going on. You can't criticize him. Respect the hustle. He's making money. Yeah. Like, but there's bigger things beyond that. Oh, respect him because he's going into product categories. Maybe you'll want to go into a product category one day. I don't, but I wouldn't want to go into it in a shady way if I ever did. Like, so I think it's important to hold people accountable, especially as YouTube. This guy is one of the biggest tech channels. He has a lot of influence. He's bigger probably than some media outlets. So from that perspective, you have to look at it and go, what are the rules that are going to be put in place from people doing similar things like this? Where do you draw the line? Can someone come out with a case and it's fine? Can someone come out with a cheap smartphone that a third party made and they slap their name on it? And here all of a sudden we have the Lou later.
We all made fun of Soldier Boy for doing this.
Exactly. And rightfully so. And people got informed that you're getting a knockoff for like a huge inflated price.
Man, we wrote the Soulja Boy for doing that, for real.
But when Lou does it,
And no matter what side you fall on, if you agree with us or if you agree with Lou, you should also value the perspective of informing people. This, like John said, this story wouldn't have came out. It's an important story that I think should be heard, and then you can decide. You think it's a no big deal? No. Do you think it is a big deal? Yes. But at least hear the story and then decide, because without the information, then you have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, in the grand scheme of things, him selling casings is not a big deal. It is the route that he took and the actions that he took to launch his case brand, which is the reason why we are calling him into question right now. The dude, I tried to figure out why he privated the video, but he tap danced around it. He really didn't answer that question directly. So I'm still wondering, why did you private your videos if you felt like you were launching your case brand and honest? Why would you have to private or delete your videos on your own channel? I mean, why would you do that?
I feel like we got a lot of the answers based off how he's avoiding stuff. Like when he was like, you could have just asked me for the story, but apparently I didn't have to because we got most of it right and didn't have to ask him anything. And now he can't answer the questions because we already had it right the first time. And people have been asking, like, John, are you going to make a response video? And then there was one person that came back and was like, respond to what? Like, the first video he made still is relevant. Like, nothing was answered from that video. And that's true. Like, if I say anything about it on Front Page Tech tomorrow, it'll just be like a quick thing. But other than that, like, I feel like him avoiding the subject and stuff really spoke for itself. And people have this idea that I'm trying to, like, talk people out of buying the later case, and that's not what I'm doing. Buy his case, I don't care. That's fine. I'm literally just trying to inform you what actually happened. And if we all want to ignore that, like Lou is, then cool, we can all just ignore it and pretend it didn't happen. But that's not on me, that's not what I do. So that's why I talked about it in Front Page Tech.
Yeah, like I said, this can't be ignored because this affects all of us as creators. This puts all of our creative integrity in jeopardy as it relates to getting brand deals and working with brands, because now what do other brands think of us creators as a whole now when they see Lou from Unbox Therapy doing stuff like this? It makes us all look bad. And that's my biggest problem. Like I said, I don't care if he's selling phone cases. I don't really care about that. That he can do what he wants. But when you take actions that make all of us as a creative community look bad, then you got to hear from me, because that's a problem and I'm not having it.
Yeah.
And like we said, we got to call it out. We got to question it. So that's why we had to have this quick podcast, and it is. Like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, he's gonna make a boatload of money off his cases, and probably nothing's gonna come up with it. But we still need to have this conversation because this is not the way.
He'll be fine. He'll make tons of money without cases. It's fine, and he'll sell probably even more because of the increased exposure. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
On the flip side, somebody was commenting on Twitter earlier. This got Pataka a lot of exposure. So shout out to Pataka, man. They're going to make some money off of it for real. Like, man, that's what's up, bro. So shout out to Pataka. But I think we've covered everything in earnest. John, you got any last words?
No. I was so dissatisfied because he said earlier, he was like, you know, wait for Lou later, I'm gonna address stuff there. So Lou later comes out, and I sat there and I watched 45 minutes of what I thought would give us answers. And I'm not rooting for Lou to be wrong in this whole situation. I wish there was some secret thing that I just didn't know, and he was like, well, here you go, this is the missing piece, now it all makes sense. But he didn't do that, and it just kind of, I wasted 45 minutes, a lot of people wasted 45 minutes, and it was just for him to be like, oh, I spent a lot of money to try to do this for you guys. Like, no one asked for, you could have just promoted Pataka cases, but that's not what you did. So and everything from my first video still stands. There's really nothing new to address. And the fact that he's avoided it and is not really answering is like all the answers I will need.
Basically.
So I think.
Yeah. Sure, I think, like you said, we were waiting for some sort of answers on that 45 minute video that he dropped in, and we got practically nothing. Greg, you got any last thoughts?
Especially
thought,
when he said he was going to.
Yes, that's the main thing. He said he was going to address it, and he addressed practically nothing. What'd you got for Greg?
Yeah, I'll reiterate, I look at this from multiple angles. I don't think it's right personally, from like an ethical standpoint, to even go into this business for what he does. But I'll just even drop that The main issue is he said he was going to be transparent. He said he was going to give us all the answers. And I thought we were going to get more like a video where he kind of dropped his, you know, over the top persona and kind of looked straight into the camera and said, hey, listen, we worked hard on these cases. You know, maybe we did get some inspiration from, you know, other cases, but it doesn't matter. These are our cases. We've done some modifications on them and we really like believe in this product, but it really wasn't that. It was just kind of like a rant of, oh, look how hard we worked on this. Oh, well, you think we copied from Alibaba? That's a big joke. Go ahead, buy a $1 case. Buy a penny.
Yeah.
See how good it is. And compare it to our cases. Our cases are better.
Notice how when he talked about the cases, he didn't talk about when he was showing Alibaba cases, he didn't show the case that we showed on Front Page Tech with the link that we had in the description.
Right.
That we actually compared it to. Where we're like, this is the exact case. That's not the case he showed.
He also just went over the point that you were making that you can buy 1,000 of these cases for whatever amount of money. And then he was going, oh, if you're the consumer, buy this case. If you buy one case, well, that's going to be like $20. You can't get it from a cheaper case. Oh, and it's going to take 50 days to arrive. Our case is shipped now. It's like, no, you're missing the point. We're talking about ordering bulk cases and reselling them. Not talking about your order is going to be 50 days late if you buy from Alibaba.
Some people in the comments have been like, well, it makes sense because he doesn't want to promote the competition now. Whatever. Like, if that's the reason, just say it. Just say it. Him dancing around it and avoiding it is what we have an issue with. It's why we brought up the questions in the first place, because he was trying to, like, he thought that no one would figure it out or see it. And if you, the audience, have to make up the answers for Lou, Lou's not doing his fucking job. That's it.
Game over. Like us, we're like, yeah, these are not questions we should have to be asking for him. He should be providing the answers in his explanations, and he done nothing. But we're going to wrap it up here, man. I appreciate my man John Prosser and my man Greg for joining me tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in to the YouTube live stream. For you all listening to audio only, thank you very much. I will have Greg and John's info in the show notes. So look down there if you want to follow them. I would definitely recommend that you do that. Until Wednesday night, people. This your boy Viper, the man about tech. You know where to find me. So come back for more.